citizens of the world. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. I welcome you all to the topic, Avatar, meaning Reincarnation, Part 2. In my last segment, I presented a synopsis on incarnation and journey after death, highlighting the worlds that exist other than Earth. The topic will be elaborated for better understanding on life after death in my forthcoming book. Many wonder if there is a place called hell. To that I say, hell, there is. There is a place called hell. Much to those who do not believe, while responsible for creating hell on earth. Who else would know better than hell raisers on earth and their victims? When beautiful earth is transformed into hell by those inflicting immeasurable pain and misery on others, posing no threat to them, their karmic debts could never be evaded as they do with taxes and atrocities committed for centuries to exert supremacy and dominance that continues until today. In their relentless efforts to maintain status quo with duplicity and hostility, the gatekeepers of hell poignantly chosen their destination upon imminent death, since all living beings are subject to mortality regardless of whoever they assume to be in the world. The irony is those sentencing others to death are fearful of own mortality or fatality due to inner fear on the inevitable terminus upon being deceased. Yet there is no inclination to change course and introspect in self-acknowledgement on crimes and misdeeds in their lifetime. Whenever the clock is turned counterclockwise, evident in the past and contemporary events, accelerated in the dawn of 21st century with medieval feudalism and vassal statehood asserting authority, the conditions terminate the function and the ones behind the operation in any capacity. The reliance on falsehood and violence barely the lifeline for international clique, despite incest amongst them and proxies boarding the doomed vehicle headed towards the cliff. Additionally, the propaganda to subvert facts is fervent in the hope to prevail in mass deception, forgetting the reverse impact experienced in this experiment thus far. The devious ploys are a gamble, with the tide turning against gamblers in fait accompli. The tradition in creating enemies serving as the premise to invade, occupy, and destabilize nations carried out with every administration, and I underscore every administration in the United States and Western world. In the focus on hypocrisy in politics and society, I begin with politics in the world arena. There are four main rivals, among many others, for hegemony, with whom sable rattling and belligerence continues for unsubstantiated cause. They are North Korea in Korean Peninsula, poised at warning the major creditor China next to Japan, holding substantial stake on US Treasury securities, besides remaining the largest exporter of goods to the United States, having extended the most favored nation MFN status to the apparent competitor under former President Bill Clinton and successes thereafter. Next, Russia. In the wake of overthrow of democratically elected government in Ukraine by EU and United States leaderships under former President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, prompting Russian interference. Russia is a convenient reason to boost NATO presence and incursion in the Baltic Sea and around Eastern and Central Europe. Russia was slammed with sanctions for Crimea, resulting from US and EU direct role in dismantling Ukraine and installing pro-Nazi government while expressing zero tolerance to incidents cited as Nazism. In the Middle East, Israel and Saudi Arabia's arch nemesis, Iran and Syria. Following United States and NATO illegal invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq in 2001 and 2003, United States and EU, key Western powers, sponsored terrorism in 2011 with spate of recent terror attacks in Western sphere is self-inflicted lesion. Terror sponsors crying foul on terrorism is analogous to arsonists objecting to firecrackers sale manufactured by them. There are more to discuss in this regard and other issues in terms of hypocrisy in politics and society that will resume shortly. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. I will be back with the details on this topic. Until then, I thank you all for your attention and interest.